Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And where are you coming from? From Bharat Bazaar.
Bharat, the grocery store.
Yes.
A gentleman there.
Yes.
Was giving these out.
Yes.
And inside he said, there's an address. Why don't I come over Wednesday evening? So I did.
Nice to meet you. My name is Vaisheshika.
My name is John.
John, pleasure to meet you, John.
Good to see you.
Do you live in the immediate area here? Or what part of the
area?
Santa Clara.
Your Bharat Bazaar.
Nice.
The grocery store.
Pleasure. Are you familiar with Bhagavad Gita? Is this something you've been studying for some time?
No, but I've known about it for years.
I see.
And I didn't have a copy, so I took the copy and was handing out.
Nice. Well, it's an honor to meet you. Everyone can introduce themselves, so John knows everyone.
Jai Keshava.
These are flowers that have been offered to God. We make offerings of flowers and food and things like that, and then afterwards, in Sanskrit, they're called prasadam, which means favor or mercy. So part of our process is to take these flowers and wear them and things like that, and then we feel some kind of communion through that. And on this Wednesday class, we go through various books. One of the books we talk about is Bhagavad Gita, and since you brought yours along, we'll go through that tonight. And there are a few other books you'll find on your book stand in front of you. One of them is called the Shriyash Upanishad, and this is from very ancient work. You know the Upanishads. Oh, okay. So you have a good background in this, don't you?
Yes.
Do you teach it?
Somewhat.
Okay. Are you a professor? This, out of 108 Upanishads, this one our spiritual master left us with, and the Shriyash Upanishad is one of the most important Upanishads. In general, Upanishad means, one of the meanings is to sit up close, because it's the part of the Vedas that is transcendental. It's the first part where the discussion intensifies and becomes, it is related to what's my highest good, how do I attain transcendence, liberation and such. Many other parts of the Vedas, as you probably know, are about how to conduct worldly affairs in a proper way. So Upanishad, the implication of that meaning is that now I'm done with all these other things. I've tried them all, and I want to sit up close and listen to the instruction that will take me beyond the normal course of activities in this material world and into the higher realm of the spiritual world. And then this book is a compilation of verses from various scriptures that were cited frequently by the founder and teacher of our organization, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And he gave numerous lectures. Fortunately, it was in an age when we could record them all. Practically everything he said was recorded in all the lectures. And from that, devotees have taken out the verses that he most frequently quoted to give evidence. Because whenever in spiritual circles we make a point, it's almost like in a law court. When you stand up before the judge, you don't just say, I think this man should be hanged, he'll say, what's your legal theory? And, you know, what's your, what's the precedent? What's the case study behind it and such? You have to develop some kind of a theory. So in spiritual circles also, those who are serious and who are in the Vedic circle will bring out in any presentation of a point, a spiritual point, a verse which will justify their case. So in all the verses that our spiritual master gave, many of them he did with frequency, and they're compiled all in here. Then this is the same book that you have, Bhagavad Gita, only the format may be slightly different because yours has smaller margins, so the page numbers may be a little bit different. And then this book is just verses that we use frequently and some songs and other kinds of things that we do in recitations and that we have classes on. It's in-house. And this is a songbook that has a lot of Vaishnav songs, devotional songs from different authors that date back hundreds of years. And we frequently sing from this book. Many of the songs are in Bengali because our sampradaya or a line comes directly through Bengal from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who 500 years ago began the Sankirtan movement, or this movement that is particularly devoted to singing the names of God for means of purification and such. So that's a little bit of background about the class. And we've been here in this place for about 7 years. And before this, we were several miles away in a much smaller place, and very soon we'll be moving to another place in Mountain View that's larger, Krishna willing. When all the ink's dry, we'll see that it is for sure. And kirtan is one of our main processes for meditation. Dynamic dynamic meditation, we call it sometimes. This drum is called a khol, and it comes from Bengal. It's made out of clay. It's got a clay body, and then it's stretched with cow leather from cows that have died naturally. And on the end, there's some clay. It's like a tabla. Are you familiar with Indian instruments? Only it's connected, so you can actually hang it around your neck and dance or walk around town with it. And it's a very old instrument. And then we have kartals. These are just a bell metal that we use. It's a percussion instrument. And then the mantra that we chant frequently is called the Maha Mantra. You're familiar with mantras. Man means mind, tra means to deliver. So by concentrating on the mantra, it has its own potency, and it brings us to the transcendental platform just by singing the mantra. So we do as a call out and then respond method. So whoever's leading the kirtan will sing out the mantra, and then everyone will listen, and then we'll sing back. So we'll start class with that tonight just to experience the kirtan. And I'll say a few mantras first, which are just ways in which we start the class and call out for as a prayer to our spiritual master and for special help in understanding the material we're going to study tonight. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.